We're talking Division III college football playoffs. They've reached the third round, and Bethel University is in with UW-Platteville. It's a noon game on Saturday, the winner to the national quarterfinals, and the record-setting wide receiver from Watertown, Minnesota, Albert Rundell, is with us. And Albert, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How exciting has this been for you and your teammates this run?
It's been super exciting. Ever since, I feel like the St. John's win, ever since then, we've kind of realized what kind of team we were, and we've just kind of been using that momentum ever since then, just taking it day by day, practice by practice. But we're super excited, and it's been a fun run so far. We're gonna try to keep it going here.
Yeah, and certainly this has been a program that is used to success, accustomed to success. And so what were the expectations at the start of the year, and now what are they now?
Yeah, I mean, expectations are always high at our program. That's just how it is. Around here, we hold ourselves to a high standard. The coaches do a great job of pushing us and getting the best out of us. And obviously, with an Elite Eight appearance last year, we were looking to build on that. And so, sky's the limit this year. We're trying to win a national championship.
Yeah, how about playing at home, too? That's got to be a big feather in the cap. And it sounds like it won't be the warmest of days for you guys on Saturday.
Yeah, playing at home is great. You don't have to have a bunch of travel days. You get to sleep in your own bed on Friday night. So all those things are great. You love the home field advantage, all the fans coming out to play. And so, yeah, love playing at home.
All right, let's talk about your season a little bit. 1,489 receiving yards on 105 catches and 21 touchdowns. You have 11 touchdowns in the last three games. What has been clicking for you and your quarterback?
I think it's been building since the summer, and even back in spring ball. I hadn't played receiver until I hadn't played receiver full time until spring ball, and once I kind of made that switch, me and Cooper, we really started putting in the reps together, putting in the work, and building that chemistry. But honestly, it's a sentiment to my teammates. We have a great wide receiver room, and Coach Houston's been great, our wide receiver coach, just pushing me and all of us to be our best, and just and then at the same time, Coach Dooling's drawn up schemes to get us open, and the O-line's blocking great, Cooper's throwing great balls. So it's not as much about me having 105 catches and all these yards. It's kind of, I just feel like the offense is clicking really well.
Yeah, and for you, you mentioned you were a quarterback for your first couple of years in college, and I'm assuming throughout all of high school as well. And take me through the decision. At what point did you decide, look, I can be a contributor here as a receiver? And 105 catches, 1,489 yards, as confident as anybody can be, I doubt you were thinking when you switched in the spring that you'd be putting up these kind of numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, I've played quarterback since I can remember, since probably like third grade, first time you put on the pads, tackle football. And then last year, about halfway through the season, I broke my thumb holding a PAT against Augsburg. They blocked it. And when I tackled the guy who was returning the blocked PAT, I got landed on, broke my thumb on my throwing hand. And I was cleared to play football, 2 weeks later after I had a hard cast after surgery, but I couldn't throw anymore. And so I sat down with Coach Dooling and we kind of talked about it, and he was like, yeah, you can move to receiver now and, try to figure it out with one hand, and then we'll see what happens after the end of the season. So I did that, got to learn from some great receivers, obviously Joey and Micah, the back half of last year. After the season, sat down again with Coach Dooling, and he said, yeah, you want to make this full switch? And I said, absolutely. If I can find a way to contribute playing wide receiver, I'd gladly do it. And it's been awesome. Super grateful to be in this position.
Your 1,489 yards is number one, not just in Division III, but all divisions. You go all the way from Division II up to FCS and FBS. How much does your quarterback background, do you think, help in being a receiver in regard to maybe the route tree, knowing the timing of it all, knowing when the ball's supposed to be on you?
Yeah, for sure. I think it plays a huge part, actually. The timing piece is kind of the biggest one, I feel like, is – I kind of still look at the game through a quarterback lens, I feel like, and I know when Cooper's going to be at his drop and when he's going to be on his first read, on his second read. And then also it's kind of about, reading the defense or reacting to what kind of defense they're playing and, knowing where Cooper's going to want to put the football depending on, if they're in man or zone or things like that. So I think playing quarterback beforehand has really, really helped me a lot.
Take me or give me a little background on the coaching staff. I know your head coach at one point was even with the Gophers for a little bit with Jerry Kill, played at Southern Illinois. Coach McElroy, what's he been like along with his staff?
Yeah, Coach Mack's been great. He had big shoes to fill when Coach Jay left, and I think he's filled him and then some. He's really leading this program great, along with all the coaches. They push us to be better players, better people, in every aspect of life, not just football. So yeah, Coach Mack's doing a great job. And then down the offensive ladder, I guess, is Coach Dooling. He came in a couple of years ago, and our offense has completely changed for the better, I would say. We're putting up a lot of points. We play in a high-paced, fast offense, running around all the time. It's a blast to play in. You get tired sometimes, but that's all part of the fun. He does a great job. He's drawn up schemes to get us open, to put us in good spots to be successful. And then Coach Houston, the wide receiver coach, who I work with most closely, I guess, is, he really, just let me in with open arms last year when I came into the receiver room. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into last year, but he's been a great help, just helping me, master my technique, and all that sort of stuff. And, along with Coach Houston, all the other guys in the receiver room, I've played receiver for a total of, 10 months, if you want to go back to spring ball, maybe even less than that. So I'm always trying to pick up on things and learning from other guys who have played the position longer than me. And so I just got to thank those guys for, pushing me and, helping me get to my best. And then, yeah, obviously all the coaches as well.
Cold weather, how will you guys handle that? I know we were just talking before we started the interview that you spent some of the practice today indoors and then got some work in outdoors, I suppose, to continue to get used to what it might be like on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. We try not to vary too much of how we practice. If we're gonna play outside on Saturday, we might as well practice outside during the week. But yeah, we don't really change a lot of what we do. We're really only inside for the walkthrough today, and then we get outside and do all the full speed reps and things like that. So yeah, we just try to, keep it simple, keep doing the same thing we've done every week. It's been working up to this point, so we're not gonna change much.
Yeah, you obviously have an athletic background. I'm familiar with it. Your father, Ed, was a quarterback at Luther College when I was doing games on the radio on the student station, and then he was a catcher back in the day. You still see a few of them back in the day. They were a lot of multi-sport athletes at the Division
Oh,
III
yeah.
level. He was a starting catcher, and I played outfield on that team on those teams. And so, in fact, we were housemates. He was one. Ed, your dad was a year younger than me, but he hung out with the seniors because we all liked him and we let him live with us. So,
For sure.
tell me, and of course, he was a coach for a while too in Watertown and everything else. So
Oh, yeah.
you mentioned from third grade on you were a quarterback, not surprising. But take me through what the family background's been like, and being the son of a coach and the son of a former quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, we could talk about the football side. I feel like I had a football in my hands before I could walk. I feel like I was throwing it around before any walking even started. But yeah, my dad, both my parents, my dad and my mom, have been huge role models in my life. Obviously, my dad being my coach from third grade all the way through. He was the play caller in high school. He was the offensive coordinator. So, just being able to learn a lot from him because he's had a lot of experiences playing sports, and things like that. He's taught me pretty much everything I know, from the physical side of the game to the mental side of the game, how to handle myself, things like that. And then my mom on the other side, she's always there for a hug or, a warm meal coming home from practice. And I can't thank her enough for that. She's also really, really pushed me to be the best. Both of them have. But yeah, they've been huge role models in my life, and yeah, I can't thank them enough.
Yeah, and has your dad ever told you about the time he got back in the day? Concussion protocol wasn't what it was now, and he was a runner. He ran the Veer offense basically at
Oh,
Luther.
yeah.
He was concussed in a game, And obviously, I was doing the game on the radio and did not realize this until later because several of the football players lived in the house with us. And when we got home, your dad had a headache, which you might guess. But some of the guys that were on the team said he started calling plays from high school from his days in St. Peter because you get a little hit on the brain and all of a sudden the high school plays start coming out.
Oh yeah, I believe it. You know, I don't remember I don't think he's told me that one before, but I mean, I'm not surprised, and you know, I'm not surprised he didn't come out of that game either. He was
tough.
He's tough nose, that's for sure.
Yeah,
he's hard nose.
No doubt about it. Well, Albert, it's going to be fun. Bethel and Platteville Saturday at noon. Royal Stadium, Arden Hills. A win gets you guys into the national quarterfinals, and I know one that would be great, and I know two that you guys don't believe the work's quite done yet.
Absolutely. Looking forward to this Saturday, and we'll just take it day by day from here on out.
All right. Albert Rundell, record-setting receiver, Bethel University, our guest here.